Next application is case number 11405, the application of Brian D. Trumbull and Betty Jane Trumbull. The site is located north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road. It's being east of Blue Teal Road, approximately 822 feet north of Swan Drive, and being lot 21 in Swan Key subdivision. 911 address is 37022 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 495, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. But to be more specific, they are requesting a variance of 7.8 feet from the required 10-foot side yard setback on the north side for steps and landing, and they're requesting a 5.6-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback on the south side for steps and landing. In this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Mullen.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Brian Davis Trumbull, 37022 Blue Teal Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. There were some photographs.
I've submitted to the board some photographs of the two different sides, and I've also submitted a copy of a previous variance that was granted back in 2003.
All right.
And I'm Ray Tomasetti, and I represent Brian and Betty Jane Trumbull, and Brian's standing right to the right of me. And I represented the Trumbulls in their purchase of the property, and what I discovered was that the previous owner had come before the board back in October of 2003 and submitted to a variance to construct the home, but what they failed to show on their survey were steps, and they never showed steps to show access. So when they submitted to the board approved it, but the survey, which I have a copy of, showed they didn't show the steps, and the only access is through the sides of the property. So the pictures show that on one side we have access and the other side, but nothing from the road, from Blue Teal Road. And that's what it came about, even though they said they had a variance and submitted it to me. The steps that are shown on the diagram have been that same location for over 10 years. Back at the previous variance back in 2003, they got a 5-foot variance on the one side, and the other side would maintain the 10-foot. And I have a copy of their survey showing that the house was built that way. But there's nothing on their survey they submitted showing the steps. We're seeking the variance because, again, it's a 40-foot lot in Swan Keys. It's the size of the lot dictates that you really can't construct steps that would not violate the setback on the two sides. And it could not otherwise be developed with that. The hardship here is not created by the applicant. It was created by the previous owner, Michael and Mary Riddell, when they should have come before the board as part of that. And I know in the information packet that the board submits that Mr. Lank has a memo that they remind people about the steps. But in that case, they did not seek that. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I know Brian has talked to his neighbors. It's been in this same location for over 10 years. So they really, and you'll hear him say that he's talked to his neighbors. And the variance is the minimum we can that will afford relief so they can have access to their home. So based on those standards, we believe a variance would be appropriate for the steps, even though a previous variance was granted the location of the home on that. And Brian, you've talked everything I've said. Have I stated correctly as to the situation?
Yes.
And you have talked to your neighbors?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Tretton.
So just so I'm sure, nothing has changed with the purchase of the property from what the previous owners had on the property?
No, it has not. No, that's the same location.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
You're asking for two variances, is that correct?
That's correct.
And they're both be steps and landings?
That is correct.
Okay, what about the rear, the landing? That's the steps and landing in the rear of the property?
There's also the towards the back of the property on the one side.
Right.
There's a landing there as well. That's in the back of the property. So we show that on the survey as well. That's located 5.3 feet. The landing on the it'd be the south side or the right side of the diagram on that.
And that doesn't need a variance?
No.
Not if we approve the whole side. The
whole side you're going to?
No, you can. The steps and landing are at the first floor level. They can encroach.
Oh, okay.
5 feet.
Those are 5.3.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. It's under. It's under five.
The other is at the second floor?
No, they're at first floor by day. One of them is 2.2 and the other is 4.4.
Okay.
They should be 5 feet.
Right. Okay. Well, a variance of 5.6 feet variance from required 10-foot side yard setback for steps and landing.
Right.
Once it's encroached, then it's the whole setback. Okay.
Yeah, right. You always use the 10-foot reference because it's an
okay.
The encroachment's another total section of the coop. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No other questions.
Mr. Workman?
No question.
Mr. Lank, the CO was approved for this?
I don't know.
I have a copy of the CO. I do have a copy here.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
Yep, you got one. That's good.
No other questions.
And I have then no questions because he just answered that. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11405. The applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance, and also the fact that there is a uniqueness to the property at a 40-foot by 90, I believe it's 98, isn't it? Something like that, 98. And the variance is necessary for the... to enable reasonable use of the property, and also the uniqueness and hardship has not been created by the applicant. The unnecessary hardship, I believe, hasn't been created by the applicant. He's made that statement, and also it's in the record. And a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance is represents the least modification possible of the variance in use.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11405. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11405 is approved.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Yes, sir.